Everybody needs just the right amount of fuel to get going in the morning. For some, a nice McDonald's egg and cheese bagel is just enough to do it. Others might prefer a McDonald's bacon egg and cheese bagel. Or perhaps a sausage egg and cheese bagel. And there are those where nothing will do but a hearty McDonald's steak egg and cheese bagel. Four different breakfast bagels to get you going. Tomorrow morning, give your engine a head start at participating McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Welcome to the Animation for Adults podcast. My name is Evan Vernon, here with another addition to our interview special. Today, I'm joined by Doug Goldstein, a name that to many people needs no introduction. Doug is widely known as the co-writer of Robot Chicken, an animated sketch comedy that has enjoyed prolific success on Adult Swim and delighted fans with its gut-busting humor. Doug is also the creator of Devil May Care, a new series on Sci-Fi's animation block TZGZ. Now in its first season, Devil May Care follows Beans, a dead millennial who finds himself in hell with no idea why. The devil takes a quick liking to Beans, though, and soon hires him as hell's social media manager. Together, the two go on one comical adventure after another as they hone their online presence and get hell trending. Today, Doug has agreed to share his thoughts on the show and discuss his unique, witty brand of humor. Doug, thank you for being here. I'd like to start with two questions. How did you get into animation, and what drew you to animated comedy specifically?
Well, some of your viewers or listeners or people in the vicinity might remember a magazine company called Wizard. In the 90s and the early 2000s, we were like the magazine to cover comic books and comic book entertainment. One of them was a magazine, one of the magazines we had was called Toy Fair. And me and my friends that worked there, we were not professional. We just were trying to make each other laugh with stuff we put in the magazine. And we had something called Twisted Toy Fair Theater, where we took action figures, photographed them, and put them in like a comic book style format, telling stories, word balloons. It was very popular, it was very stupid, it was very silly. I think all of us are just wise asses. I don't think there was any time where I said, now I want to be comedic. It's just part of our being nerds in the basement somewhere, trying to make each other laugh to pass the time. Matt Senrich, the executive producer of Robot Chicken, he at that time was the editor of Toy Fair magazine, and he heard that Seth Green liked action figures. He called for an interview. They became fast friends. They got married at some point. They're very close. And Seth had his own projects, and it just became this thing that was shopped around and became Robot Chicken. And, you know, I grew up in New York. I never thought I would leave New York. But if someone says, go to LA and we can make our own TV show, I'm like, all right, for that, I guess I'll leave New York. And that happened in 2004. We drove across the country and here we are.
That's amazing. Thanks for giving us a little background there, Doug. We really appreciate it. It sounds like comedy is something that just came naturally to you as you were developing. I would like to ask, though, you know, you think about series like Robot Chicken, and it's a very specific and hilarious brand of humor. Were there any heroes or influences in your life or in your early career that kind of shaped your writing, or was this completely original?
It was really original. Mm-hmm. There's nothing that we can point at and say, we want to do that. It was really just, we loved these characters that we were playing with. We loved Star Wars and Star Trek and, you know, Marvel Comics and all that stuff. And we felt like an emotional connection to these guys, to the point where we felt like, yeah, we can kid around, we're brothers, right? We don't care. So like, it was all done with this loving feeling. Like, we weren't making fun of Iron Man, we were having fun with Iron Man. And I think maybe that's something different. You know, if you watch Saturday Night Live and they do a bit on the Avengers, maybe doesn't have as much love in it as it should, but we're all about the love.
And that sort of love, that idea of laughing with the characters and figures you're parodying, might explain why Robot Chicken is so popular, right? Because people can feel that positive energy.
Well, I hope our viewers love this stuff as much as we do. So, yeah.
From a personal standpoint, I can say that I do. And I'm sure thousands of people would agree with me. So thanks for sharing, Doug, really. I'd like to go ahead and jump into the show. So Devil May Care is a really hilarious new comedy that's on TZGZ now. Tell us a little bit about the background behind this story. How was the plot conceived? Where did this idea come from?
The idea was a lot simpler at first. I was just trying. I miss and I love a lot of the shows in the 80s where you had a very complex hero or group of heroes. And in this episode, someone came to them for some very minor help, you know, like Knight Rider, A-Team, the Equalizer. It was all like, hey, I'm on the run from the law, or got a talking car and whatever. This episode, Sally wants me to help her uncle who runs a cigarette store because some bullies are coming to beat him up. I always thought that was so much fun. So I thought, why not take the mechanism of summoning the devil as that context? You know, each episode, someone summons the devil for something mundane, and the devil, while he's on Earth, doesn't really have power, so you're going to see bullies thrown through a plate glass window and all that stuff. And Amanda Miller, development executive from PSYOP, mm-hmm. she asked me, because we were working together on some commercials, if I had any interesting ideas. And that was one of the ones I mentioned, and she got it right away. And it's not a complex idea, but the more we talked about it, the more it's like, maybe if we only did that, it would get really tiresome by like three episodes in. So I started to just jump from there. Like, what is hell like? Let's keep them on in hell more often. And everything kind of grew from that little seed.
Yeah. And I, you know, we're halfway through season one right now. So I'm sure there are many people listening in who've already tasted part of the show. And I'm certain. And you can see that the humor is a very clever. It's also very relatable and situational, which is a little different for you. If we're comparing Devil May Care to Robot Chicken, that kind of leads into my second question here, Doug. So Robot Chicken is structured as a sketch comedy. So the writing style, the whole structure of the show is going to be different than what we see with Devil May Care. Were there any challenges transitioning from that sketch comedy into situational humor?
There was at very first, at the very first time I was writing the scripts, I was like, my gosh, this, you know, to write a 20-page script for an episode is a lot different from like a 2-page script for a Robot Chicken sketch. But the way I started to think about it was each scene in a Devil May Care story, I can look at it as a sketch. You know, it's an individual moment. It has to have its jokes based on this moment. If they're in the bathroom, we got to run with that. I can't worry about the fact that two scenes later, they're going to be in a restaurant during this scene where they're just in the bathroom. So as long as I have that connective tissue throughout the whole thing, mm-hmm. and maybe people can tell this as they're watching, they're really just encapsulated moments one after the other after the other.
Yeah.
And maybe that's not that special. Maybe that's the way all shows already work. And I'm discovering something that's really stupid. But that's the way I ran with it.
Yeah.
But I also have to say that in Robot Chicken, we have no time for lulls or downtime, where every moment has to be something interesting and funny, mm-hmm. or else it's going to be picked apart and say, why is this in here? And that mindset kind of stayed with me for Devil May Care. If there was any time where it kind of dragged a little bit, I really had the sense of anxiety, and I'm like, we got to fix this. We got to do something.
Yeah, but those moments of pause, I think are really kind of nice personally. It gives the characters time to breathe and really get fleshed out. You know, you find yourself developing a personal relationship with Beans and Devil and all the other characters. And that's something you wouldn't otherwise see, I guess, in the Robot Chicken universe, minus a few recurring characters where it's just one sketch after the other.
That's true. A funny example of what I'm talking about with no lulls is in the pilot, Beans is sitting in front of Devil at his desk. Mm-hmm. And Devil's like, what am I going to do with you? And he stares at Beans. And it was supposed to be like this, I'm sizing this kid up. No one knows what I'm going to say next. And as we did it, it just felt right to fill that moment of silence with something. And now Devil just says, what to do. And it's not a major change, but that little bit is just slightly more interesting than a moment of silence. And that's really how we just analyzed every moment, even to the point where there's stuff in the background. Like if people walk past stores, I'm like, we gotta do something with the stores. And now they have interesting names and there's things through the window. I really don't want anyone to even see a part of the screen and be bored. So maybe that's too much in your face, or maybe that does keep people entertained. Well, I guess we'll find out.
No, I think for the observant listener or viewer, excuse me, it does keep you entertained. You can tell that there's so much detail and thought that's gone into this show satirically, right? Like, I think the stadium in that universe is like called Enron Stadium or something. That's an example of a background that has been cleverly inserted. And younger viewers might not get jokes like that, but thousands of other people will. So I'm not sure if that's kind of what you're alluding to, Doug, but it's very evident that, you know, you're keeping people excited throughout the entire program.
Well, from your mouth to Nielsen ratings ears.
I hope so. I'm sure. No, I am sure, Doug. It is a hilarious show. We asked a similar question to EP Amanda Miller the other week, but I'd like to pose the same one to you. Comedy can entertain, but it can also be laced with very poignant social commentary, whether it's about religion or, in this case, possibly social media culture, etc. Do you think that you're satirizing something in particular with Devil May Care?
I'm accidentally satirizing religion. I don't care, to be honest, but these characters, you can't say, oh, look, it's devil and it's hell and they're talking about angels and God. There's going to have to be some sort of comment there. Even though I personally don't care about religion, I myself am an atheist. I'm just not into it. But the one thing that is, I guess, a comment is the nature of hell. Like I always thought the idea that, like, oh, if you follow God's rules, you go to heaven. If you don't, you go to hell, good and evil. It seems like a big to-do. It seems really complicated. And I'm like, it must be simpler than that. And we're just misinterpreting it. And that kind of led to the rules of the show of, and this will be, this is going to be revealed this Saturday night. So I don't know when this is airing, but let's spoiler alert. You know, God created the universe because he's bored, he's lonely. And anything that springs out of the universe that's awesome, he's going to keep with him in heaven for all eternity. But why would he hang out with anything that is even remotely less than perfect? You wouldn't. So all that crap goes to hell. Not just people that like breathe funny, let's say, but stuff. You know, of course, Star Wars Empire Strikes Back goes to heaven. They watch that all the time. Phantom Menace probably goes to hell. And that I think just created a very fun world to play in. Because I don't think even Devil's in on that joke. He thinks hell is awesome, and he doesn't even know that it's meant to be a trash can of a dimension. And that's the fun, I think. Aside from that, there's a little fun comment here and there. Like, I think we do mention something related to Star Wars where there's a whole part of the fan base that loves the originals and hates the new ones. Mm-hmm. And yet the younger kids that are more in the face with the new ones enjoy them, which I don't understand, but as an older person, is it the responsibility of us to talk the younger fans out of it? To be like, no, let me sit you down and explain to you why Attack of the Clones is pointless. And it's like, what? They're fans too. They love it. Why would we do that? And yet we feel the need to do it. You know, and that's not really profound, but stuff like that is brought up in the show.
Yeah, and whether or not you've done it intentionally, it's important to ask deep questions like that. You know, we want to respect different people's positions on faith because we know they're going to vary. But, you know, how we conceptualize hell, you know, from a Christian perspective, at least, tends to be very defined, right? And asking those deep questions about what it might actually be like, whether or not you believe it exists, it is important to a degree. So, yeah, that's really interesting, Doug. Thank you for sharing. We have plenty of listeners who are already tuning into the show, but for those who haven't seen Devil May Care yet, I'd like to ask you one last question. What is the number one reason why people should watch this program?
The number one reason that people should, well, there's two answers to that. The first answer is you're not cool if you're not watching the show. And it's not going to be something you're aware of. You're just going to be walking down the street and you're just going to be like, wait a minute, am I not cool? I thought I was, but I guess I'm not. And it's just be this feeling that can only go away if you watch the show. The second answer is you're in quarantine. You have nothing to do. I'm sure every Saturday night, you're just laying up, staring at the ceiling. You might as well watch the show. That's our tagline. You might as well. Devil may care. You might as well.
Yeah, at the very least, right? And, you know, this has been said before, but we're living in a very stressful time, right? People need comedy now, whether it's light comedy or deeply satirical and intelligent. I think you're going to get both of that with this show. Yeah. We need stuff like that now more than ever. So thank you so much for sharing, Doug. For all those listening in, if you'd like to watch Devil May Care, you can catch it every Saturday night at 12 a.m. Eastern Time. We're about midway through season one right now, so it's not too late to tune in. You're in for a boatload of laughs, and you definitely don't want to miss this. Doug, really appreciate your time today. Any closing comments you'd like to make before we wrap up?
I think I had forgotten that Amanda spoke to you already. So I feel like I need to go on Facebook after I watch her, listen to hers, and rebut anything she said. So check out my Facebook page to see if I want to do that.
Sure thing. We look forward to seeing the drama that unfolds. But Doug, once again, really appreciate your time. All the best to you in the future. Look forward to seeing more from Devil and Beans.
Thanks, man. I can't wait to do more.
Animation Nights New York monthly screening events are now available online. Sign up for the Annie mailing list for up-to-date information on how to watch programs of in-competition animated short films from all around the world. Meet us in the VR Annie virtual event space for mixer events throughout the day. For more information, visit anny.nyc. Let's watch films together.
Everybody needs just the right amount of fuel to get going in the morning. For some, a nice McDonald's egg and cheese bagel is just enough to do it. Others might prefer a McDonald's bacon egg and cheese bagel. Or perhaps a sausage egg and cheese bagel. And there are those where nothing will do but a hearty McDonald's steak egg and cheese bagel. Four different breakfast bagels to get you going. Tomorrow morning, give your engine a head start at participating McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
At Busch Gardens Christmastown, rekindle the spirit of holiday traditions for you and your family. Delight in the wonder of over 10 million twinkling lights. Cherish the moments as you enjoy new holiday shows and visit Santa and Rudolph. And immerse yourself in a world transformed by the season at the world's most beautiful theme park. The holidays shine brightest at Busch Gardens Christmastown. Select dates through January 2nd. Right now, it's the best deal of the season. Save over 50% with tickets as low as $24.99. Restrictions apply.